Welcome to the You Lead Podcast, brought to you by the Council for School Leadership of the Alberta Teachers Association.
Molly Garcia, thank you so much for joining me today. We are very much looking forward to having you at You Lead coming up very shortly. And I was hoping that we might start off today by having you introduce yourself to some people who may not know you and who are coming to You Lead this year.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me. What an honor to be in this space with you. I currently serve as a coach and consultant for Franklin Covey Education, and I also serve as a podcast host for The Empowering Teacher, which is a podcast that's all around bringing the neuroscience and those high-yield practices to our educators. So at the end of their experience with the podcast, they can go right to implementation, those ready-to-use spaces to go. Prior to working with Franklin Covey, I served as a teacher and an instructional coach from there, and then became a building leader and principal, and then a college instructor at Grand Canyon University. And really, all of that is just a fancy way for saying, I'm a teacher, right? I'm a teacher at heart. It's in everything that we do. I mean, if you ran into me at the airport and you asked me what I did, I would tell you I'm a teacher. I feel like that heart-led, that servant leadership that we, you know, just so deeply believe in as educators stems from being a teacher. And so it's just a little bit about me. And, you know, hopefully that'll resonate. People, when they say Molly, they'll think of a teacher.
I absolutely think they are, because pretty much everyone coming to You Lead this year, I think, considers themselves the same thing. Although they might have a different title and they might have a different role, they all consider themselves teachers as well. So that's amazing. Now, You Lead's coming up. What are you going to talk about at You Lead? What can we look forward to?
I'm excited. We are going to jump into the power of the four disciplines of execution. It's a goal achievement process that really provides clarity. And I always think about clarity leads to ownership, where you can collectively as an organization really, you know, grab onto the focus in provide that just authentic momentum that gets you going with a very system approach to it. So the four disciplines of execution isn't just about setting goals, right? That's not something that's new in education. Goal setting has been a part of, you know, who we are as educators. The 4DX process, 4DX for short, is really about achieving goals with excellence. And what is the system and the roadmap to be able to do that from the organizational standpoint, but really close to where the work happens with our students? So how do we cascade that process all the way down? And so with the keynote, our goal is to understand the why behind it, with a sense of urgency and the compelling why behind 4DX. And what does that look like, of course, in our organization, in our schools, and what does it look like in life for our students? So we're going to talk about the why. We're going to talk about the what. What is it? We'll understand with clarity the four disciplines of execution. And then in the breakout, Corey, what our hopes is that we take it down to the practicality. So what does this look and sound like, rolling up our sleeves and getting in there again, all the way down to the student level?
That's amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm also really happy that you're going to be doing a breakout right after your keynote. And so the people that want to delve deeper into that subject can kind of continue their learning. That's really kind of neat. Now, you know, as people are leaving You Lead, they're perhaps driving home from the mountains after a week of amazing learning. What do you think that they're going to retain, or what do you hope that they will retain from your session? How do you think that this is going to help them in their job when they get back to school?
Yeah, I love that question, because I think the one thing we never want as educators is to experience, whether it's a workshop, a keynote, a breakout session, and feel like, it's one more thing. What I'm hoping is that people are inspired into action, that as they're experiencing the four disciplines of execution, that it's affirming. It's affirming what their belief is for students, that they connect with the why, but that it's meaningful and manageable. I have a very dear friend and a mentor of hers said, you always have to have the M&M approach, right? It's got to be meaningful and manageable, because it could have the most compelling why, But if it isn't manageable, we're just not going to do it. Or if it's manageable, but it does not have the compelling why, it's not going to happen. So I want everyone to walk away with understanding the why behind 4DX, the power and the impact that 4DX has on an organization. And also that I'm inspired into action, that I understand the purpose and I know what my next steps are. That's really, I'm hoping for that clarity that we're inspired to do that. And then we understand what is our next step.
Amazing. Well, I am more excited than ever to meet you in person and to hear you speak and to take part in your session. And thank you again for taking a little bit of time to speak to both me and everyone listening today.
Love it. Thank you, Corey. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone soon.